Bienvenue, bonsoir à la vitre de l'Eurovision sur Forest FM. Je suis votre host Kieran Aritotiet. Yes, I'm your host Kieran Aritotiet. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hi, my name is Jan Johansson and I'm from Sweden.
Hi, this is Francesca Michelin from Italy.
Hello, this is Zoe from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Loin d'ici. Enjoy!
Et quand tu chantes, oui, moi je chante aussi. Quand tu t'élances, je suis.
That was Austria's Eurovision entry for the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, Far From Here, Loin d'ici. Yeah, what a beautiful, beautiful song. It was my favourite going into the contest, up with the Icelandic entry, which sadly Iceland didn't qualify. And oh my goodness me, I was so upset about that anyway. But chuffed the fact that Austria managed to come mid-placing. Yes, they came 13th. With 151 points. So remember, obviously, that was the first year that the voting really changed and went right up on its head because we had both the televote and the jury vote as well. So, you know, we had the best of both worlds, which I think has become more fairer to the contest songs, generally, anyway. But welcome to the Eurovision Showcase, yes. And another week has gone by. Yes, today is the 28th of June 2020. Yes, yes, yes. And one step further to, and closer, shall I say, to the Eurovision 2021. So I'm trying to look on the bright side, of course. And I hope you guys are too. And I'm here to at least distract you from the world's craziness and complete randomness of weirdness and bizarreness. But we've had a bit of light relief, I think. Oh, certainly from Friday on Netflix. We've got the Eurovision Song Contest film, A Tribute to Fire Saga. Yes, and what a great heartwarming film that was. And we'll go and give you my thoughts on it. I won't give you any spoilers because you may not have seen it yet, but I'll give you my little thoughts on it and how it made me feel. And I've just given you a little bit of a taster. Yes. So we've got plenty more coming up in the show. We've got so much music, which is great, obviously, the whole part of the show. Of course, we have your requests and dedications. We have Rob's Random Request, Live and Kicking, this week's Best of the Rest. And of course, I'll give you this week's edition of the Eurovision Showcase News. Da, 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 da. Yes, so sit back and relax. If you want to get in contact, tweet us at ESC Showcase. Our Facebook page is called the Eurovision Showcase, so you can like us and send us a message. And of course, you can send us an email, escshowcase@gmail.com. Right, next song. We're going to the UK Eurovision National Final of 2019. Yes, and I want to play this for you because it's upbeat, it's catchy, it was a big fan favourite going in and coming out of it too. And maybe it could have done better than Michael Rice, I don't know. But I think Michael Rice did a fab job in Tel Aviv. And I just think there were certain things that just didn't work on the stage. Various reasons, and yeah, and it wasn't a competitive song necessarily, but I thought it was an awesome song anyway. Controversial, I know. So I want to play you this song, and I'm going to get the lovely lady to introduce it.
Hello, this is Kerri-Anne from the United Kingdom. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Sweet Lies. Enjoy.
You're turning on the red lights, the red lights. There's something that don't feel right. Even angels come in disguise, there's something that don't feel right. We're lying skin to skin, our love is paper thin. I need you skin to skin. Don't tell me where you've been, don't wanna hear a thing. Don't tell me where you've been. Can't tell them a lie, can't tell them a sweet, sweet lies. Can't tell them a lie, can't give them a highs. Can't give them a sweet, sweet highs. Can't tell them a lie. They say that I'm naive now, naive now. I guess that I can see why. Oh, but anyways, and somehow I lose myself when you're around. We're lying skin to skin, our love is paper thin. I need your skin to skin. Don't tell me where you've been, don't wanna hear a thing. Don't tell me where you've been.
Can't tell me lies. around you, everything is changing, everything we know, it won't be the same, but you know what they say, that's the way love goes. All the pretty birds and your flowers in your window, staying for the summer, gone in the winter, birds fly away, that's the way love goes. But I am still here, I told you I ain't going nowhere, I'm still in love with you, cause nobody sees me the way you do, you keep on me strong, so every day I'm holding on, it will be you and me again, just the two.
That's Franklin from Malta with the song I'm Still Here. That was from the Maltese Eurovision National Final in 2014. Yes, and I love that song, I really did. But it was the 2014 show for 2015's Eurovision. Very confusing back then it was, yes. But then again, they beat Albania, because generally Albania are the first countries to select their Eurovision artists. But Malta did it that year because they already had the stage already left over from Junior Eurovision, remember? So it was like an incredible big show, as you can imagine. Oh, yes. Well, you listen to the Eurovision Showcase right here on Forest FM, and I am your host, Kieran Arisasiet. We're heading across the pond, i.e. the North Atlantic Ocean, to Quebec. Yes, we're going to Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And it is now time to say hello to Javier Liel. Yes, Javier, lovely to hear from you. Thank you very much. You have a request, and I'm more than happy to play it for you. And this is fantastic. Now, this song is the Pride theme song for Stockholm's Pride festivities. Yes, yeah, for 2020. Yes. And it's an interesting song. It's called My Freedom, which I'm sure all of us would like a bit of freedom. But we must be safe. Stay safe. Wash your hands. And 2 meters, peeps. Well, at least for now, anyway. Okay, so here is... I'm going to get the gentleman to introduce it. But here is My Freedom, a request from Javier Liel in Montreal, Quebec, Canada.
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
I've always been the one to dream and counted me the greatest of pretenders. And I've been looking in the mirror, singing every song I wrote.
gain pride. I'm free to live and love. I wanted you to see me who I am. I open up my eyes and then I got my freedom. I got my freedom. I wanted you to see me who I am. I open up my eyes and then I got my freedom.
So that's the Netherlands 1970 there. That is Hearts of Soul with the song Waterman, which apparently Waterman in from Dutch into English means Aquarius. Did you know that, Rob?
As in the star sign Aquarius?
Yes.
Did not.
Oh, okay. Interesting. I thought your Dutch was quite good.
Yeah, as we know, it's brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. How are you, dear? You okay?
Yes, fine. Sorry about my headache. Well, it was a bit of a self-induced headache. I shan't lie. I think I told everyone I had that support bubble with my friend in London. I drank a little bit too much and drove back feeling awful. And the whole afternoon, my head was just pounding.
Yes. So
I said to Kieran, I'm really sorry. Please do it without me. I want to just lie down. But she was very kind and let me lie down.
Yeah, we had the Netherlands 1996 last week, which I, you know, again, random. I didn't expect to play the song, so it works out all right. But
the whole point of it, dear, it's random.
Yeah.
Hence the name of the segment.
All right, then. All right, moving swiftly on, let's hear this. Mean.
It is now time to go into the back catalogue of the Eurovision Song Contest. It is Rob's Random Request.
Yes, so Rob has got his hats.
I do.
He's got them in his on his person.
I do.
On his hands. In his hands. He's clutching onto both of them. Yes, indeed. So Rob has two hats, as I just mentioned. Now, there's little bits of paper in both of these hats. One has years inside, and then the other hat has countries inside.
Shocking.
I know. So.
Okay.
Roberto Ingtons, would you like to pick a year first?
I have already.
Oh, lovely.
I'm preempting.
Really?
Oh, 2017.
Ah, that's the most recent we've had for quite a while.
It was. The one that was, it was in Kiev, wasn't it?
Yes.
And,
Salvador
one, that was it, for Portugal.
Yeah, Amar Polish.
Yes, and we didn't go that year, we went the following year to Portugal.
Yeah, and the year before.
We did, I'd like to go to Kiev one day.
Yes.
So, anyway, I have a country in my person as well.
We were getting married, that's why we didn't go.
Yes, oh, that's true, I forgot about that. Right, I have a country, Bulgaria.
Oh, Christian Kostov.
Oh, that is beautiful. And that came second, didn't it?
It did. And can you remember what the name of the song
beautiful
is?
Mess.
Yes, well done.
It's a really good song. In fact, it was one of my top five for that year, I think.
It was. Actually, I think, wasn't it your favourite?
One of the, you didn't care for it to begin with, did you? You thought it was quite boring.
Yeah, I'm still not au fait with it.
I think it's great.
But if it comes up, I probably won't skip it now. I probably would have done. But yeah, I've softened with it.
So. He was very good, and he sang it very well.
Wasn't he
born this century as well? Something ridiculous. Wasn't he 16 at the time, which is just depressing. No one should be born this century and singing in contests like that.
Just to make us all depressed.
Mm.
Oh, I know. Especially at work, I deal with customers who are born in 2002, and I'm like, oh my God.
Well, I deal with babies that are born this year, so.
Yes. You know.
And their mothers are younger than me. I think I've had a grandmother younger than me, which is quite depressing. I'm only 38.
No. Mm-hmm.
Very occasionally I've had. I'm sure I had a grandmother who was younger than I was when I was looking at something once. And that's a bit kind of, that's just disturbing.
And all kinds of wrong.
Yeah.
Oh dear. So Rob, would you like to introduce your random request for this week?
Yes, Bulgaria 2017, A Beautiful Mess, sung by...
Christian Kostov.
There you go.
And actually, I just remember, just as you said that, and I said that, ask you to introduce it, I've got him introducing it.
Oh, there you go. Two introductions for the price of one.
Yeah.
His is probably better than mine. Bye.
Hello, this is Christian Kostov from Bulgaria. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Beautiful Mess. Enjoy.
When the world shakes us, trying to take us out of line. Fear of tomorrow, feelings we borrow for a time. Water so deep, how do we breathe? How do we climb? So we stay in this mess, this beautiful mess tonight. And we don't have a thing to lose, no matter what they say or do. But somehow we make it back again. Water so deep, how do we breathe? How do we climb? Do we stay in this mess, this beautiful mess tonight? And we don't have a thing to lose.
lapsuuden laulun, taivaan rantaan kun soimaan nyt jää. Viinen hahmoa enkelitaulun, enää turvana vierelläin nää. Silti ylitse tuhannen tuulen, kuulen laulu soi niin huoleton, ja sen mukana laulaa voi onnellinen. Lapsi kesän ja auringon. La dolce vita on ollut kaikki tuon suloista niin. La dolce vita ei aihetta kyyneliin. Minä sammutin elämän janoa vaan, minä osasin onnea anoa vaan. Jälkeen kaiken nyt saatan sen sanoa vaan. La dolce vita. Joskus mieleni valtaa taas kaipuu, seuran valkoisten enkelien. Sateenkaari kun taivaalla taipuu, enkä löytänyt juurelle sen. Vaan kun kulkee tuo hetkien nauha, on rauha sielussa rikkomaton. Ja teille nyt laulaa voi onnellinen. Lapsi kesän ja auringon. La dolce vita on ollut kaikki tuon suloista niin. La dolce vita ei aihetta kyyneliin. Minä sammutin elämän janoa vaan, minä osasin onnea anoa vaan. Jälkeen kaiken nyt saatan sen sanoa vaan. La dolce vita. La dolce vita on ollut kaikki tuon suloista niin. La dolce vita ei aihetta kyyneliin. Minä sammutin elämän janoa vaan, minä osasin onnea anoa vaan. Jälkeen kaiken nyt saatan sen sanoa vaan. La dolce vita. La dolce vita.
Anneli Sarasto, representing Finland at the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest, a coming seventh with 76 points. That was Finland's best result in quite a while, until 2006 when they won. Yes, that's the song La Dolce Vita. Yeah, one of the highlights of the 1989 Eurovision Song Contest, and I must admit there were quite a few. There were quite a few. I just wanted to mention, I've just had received a random text from my own father, and he says, "Hi, how was the Eurovision film last night? Were you on it?" Question mark. Now, my dad is only 62? 62? Oh, dear. I really don't know what to say back to him there. Bizarre. Anyway, that's my father for you. Okay, well, which before we go into the news, I wanted to talk to you about the brand new film on Netflix. Yes, the Netflix show, the Eurovision Song Contest, The Story of Fire Saga. Yes, yes. Now, this basically is based on two small town singers who chase their pop star dreams at a global music competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. Where scheming rivals, high stakes and on-stage mishap test their bond. Yes, now it is completely based on the Eurovision Song Contest. And it is a really good feel-good show. There is nothing about it. Now, if you really wanted to be critical about it, yes, there are certain bits in the show which aren't correct when it comes to the Eurovision Song Contest. So, like, Spain was in a semi-final. So, and I was like, what is that going on? And also the UK was in a semi-final. So, I don't know. But then you'd have to tell, you know, people like Americans, for example, who don't know anything about the Eurovision Song Contest, you know, explain to them what the big five is, etc. So I could sort of understand that. But it is a real heartwarming show. It makes me fall in love with Iceland to another level. It makes me desperately want to go to the north of Iceland. And you'll see why, where the where the town where the two singers come from, which is not too far away. I think it's about an hour drive away to the east of Akureyri, which is one of the bigger towns in the north of Iceland. So right in the Arctic Circle there. So honestly, I don't want to give you any spoilers, as I've mentioned earlier this show, but I just want to say that it is a great feel-good film, and it's got 6.7 out of 10 on IMDb, so, and 93% of Google users liked the show, so certainly go ahead, give it a see what you think. In these dark times that we're all living through in this world health pandemic, this is a great way to just shut off, enjoy, and just suspend your disbelief and have fun. That's the main essence of the Eurovision Song Contest. Knowing that it's not going to be here this year, we can certainly focus on this hilarious, heartwarming film. Enjoy. Right, let's move on.
It is now time to keep you updated on the latest news information from Europe's biggest singing competition. This is the Eurovision Showcase News with Kieran Uritotiot.
Now, four more nations entries for the OGAE Second Chance Contest of 2020 have been revealed, with 21 songs now announced. Yes, and the latest countries to announce their songs are the Czech Republic, Iceland, Armenia, and Portugal. Now, the United Kingdom has not announced its entry just yet, so we will find out soon enough, I'm sure. The Croatian state broadcaster HRT have announced that they will be bringing back Dora 2021 to select their entry for Eurovision 2021. Now, there is no announcement yet on if their entrant this year will be back next year, so we'll have to wait and see. Eurovision news site Eurovision Fun is reporting that Natalia Gordienko, who is going to be representing Moldova at this year's Eurovision Song Contest with the song Prison, will be representing Moldova in 2021. Natalia has been reported have been selected by the Moldovan broadcaster TRM and will be bringing her, in quote, dream team, end quote, to the national selection next year, where she'll possibly be singing a group of songs in her own sort of national final, and the Moldovan people will be able to select who they want to go to Rotterdam. Now, French television is set to hold a new national selection format to determine the nation's entry for Eurovision Song Contest 2021. Yes, the entertainment director of France Télévision, Alexandre Redi-Emel, revealed that the broadcaster will be holding a brand new selection and Destination Eurovision will not be returning. And finally, OGAE Finland are keeping an eye on the matter, but it looks like that the Eurovision cruise, which takes place between Finland, Helsinki, and Tallinn, Estonia, will be taking place this year. More details coming up soon.
For more Eurovision news throughout the week, please head over to our friends at Eurovoir.com.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.
When I find you in my dreams, you always try to run away. It doesn't look it, but it seems you still take my breath away. And when I try to ask you why, we couldn't give it one.
I swore that was going to win in 2005. I really did. And that performance was epic. And Luminita Angel's voice, oh my gosh, powerful as anything. And that was my favorite of 2005. Yes, that's Romania 2005. Luminita Angel and Sistema with Let Me Try. Coming third in the end, yes. Second was the Maltese entry, yes, and that was Shakira. I was about to say Shakira, but that is incorrect. Oh dear. And her song Angel, which brings a tear to many people's eyes, including myself and JP at Eurovision Radio International. Yeah, we talked about that on a special episode of the Eurovision Radio International. And yes, I'll put a link up on our social media pages where you can listen back to that particular episode where I shared my top 10s. Yeah, my top 10 of favourite Eurovision songs, including national finals. And I only have one national final song in there because, yeah, I found it really difficult. Really difficult. Really, really difficult. Okay, and of course, Greece won in 2005. Helena Papalitsou with My Number One. Now, there's no doubt in my mind, I love Helena Papalitsou and I think she is incredible. But My Number One probably isn't particularly my favourite of that contest. Luminita Angel, oh my god, her voice, sweet as anything. Oh yes, and powerful. Right, okay, it is now time to go across the North Sea to Sweden. Yes, we're going to hear from Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Well, we're not going to hear from him, but he's given us a request. Lovely jubbly. Robert, thank you very much. And we're going to play it for you now. Your request is Alien Liss with Only Till the Morning. Now, this song played sixth in the Maltese Eurovision National Final, which they call Malta Song for Europe. In 2006, so it lost out to Fabrizio Fagnello's wonderful song. Oh gosh, and it really hurts me. I do, it does. The song I Do, yeah, it is called I Do. And he came last with only 1 point. It's so, oh, devastating, but never mind. I love Fabrizio. Moving on. Anyway, here is Robert Wallström's song. Yes, is Alien Liss with Only Till the Morning.
Slowly, early in the morning, just when it is dawning.
Representing France in 1976's Eurovision Song Contest, coming second just behind the great British Brotherhood of Man and Save Your Kisses for Me. Yes, that's the song Un, Deux, Trois. One, two, three. Oh, great stuff. Yes, light-hearted. So awesome. Right, okay, it's now time for us to have this week's Best of the Rest. Yes, this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where I want to showcase a song to you. A song that never made it through a national final and which I think should have gone maybe to Eurovision. Or could have been like, yes, it should have definitely gone to Eurovision. Grr, you know, that type of, you know, feeling and emotion. Yes, and I'm afraid this one is one of them. Yes, I'm going to the Irish National Final, which was on the Late Late Show 2015. And the Ireland sent Molly Sterling with Playing With Numbers, which is a lovely, lovely song, but very understated. You know, it's sort of like it got missed. It was a beautiful song, beautiful performance, but yeah, it just didn't sort of like be particularly memorable. It was a bit average. Well, not average, I'd say, but it wasn't competitive. Where this song, I felt, gave so much emotion and beautiful lyrics. I thought it was, and beautiful music. Oh, you will hear it, and I hope that you agree. Now, this song ended up coming second in the Irish national final, then on the Late Late Show with Ryan Turpety. And it was a year after Linda Martin and all of that nasty mess happened. So, and we'll talk about that another time, but I'm not going to talk to you about it now. So for this week's edition, I want to play this song for you. Okay, so here is Kate Mahan with Anybody Got a Shoulder.
Anybody got a shoulder I could cry? Anybody got a hand to hold? Anybody warm, I'm feeling cold. Anybody want to hear the reason why? Anybody got a shoulder I could cry? Romantic fool, rules are rules in love and war. You knew just what they were, but you wouldn't see. And now he's gone, wondering was in his mind, it wasn't meant to be. Anybody got a shoulder I could cry? Anybody got a hand to hold? Anybody warm, I'm feeling cold. Anybody want to hear the reason why? Anybody got a shoulder I could cry? It's clearer now. How could I have missed the signs? Not read between the lines. I should have known. I'll know again when thinking I am but the only one. Anybody got a shoulder I could cry? Anybody got a hand to hold? Anybody warm, I'm feeling cold. Anybody want to hear the reason why? Anybody got a shoulder I could cry? Was it just a game? Thought you felt the same as I did. Anybody got a shoulder I could cry? Anybody got a hand to hold? Anybody warm, I'm feeling cold. Anybody want to hear the reason why? Anybody got a shoulder I could? Anybody got a shoulder I could? Anybody got a shoulder I could cry?
I honestly think that that's one of the best songs ever, never to compete at the Eurovision Song Contest. I don't know, but I think that would have done incredibly well in the grand final. I don't know how you feel, but that's just maybe how I feel. Now, there is a great interview with Kate Mahan on Eurovision Ireland's YouTube channel with Garrett. So, Garrett is an amazing, lovely guy. And you got to go and check that out if you can. Right, it is now time for us to go live and kicking. And Live and Kicking is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself, yes? Oh, yes. And we're going to hear the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 1993 from Miller Street, County Cork in the Republic of Ireland. Yes, we're going to hear the song In Your Eyes. And I've got a very special lady to introduce this.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran.
Showing no emotion, my feelings locked inside. Made myself an island, try to take my heart and hide. I built a wall around me, afraid of letting go. But suddenly an open door, I never saw.
Singing their sweet love songs in the sky.
We will dream of that bird
on a branch, on a tree.
And that tree in the meadow where you said you love me. Sing, little birdie, sing your song. Sing, help our love along. Sing, little birdie, up above. Sing a song of love.
Poor old Carr and Teddy Johnson with Sing Little Birdie, United Kingdom's Eurovision entry at 1959's Eurovision Song Contest, coming second in Cannes. Yes, on the French Riviera. Oh, beautiful. Right, I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. right here on Forest FM for another 1 hour injection of music from Europe and the world's greatest singing competition. So next Sunday, the 5th of July, 2020. Oh, yes. Have a wonderful week. Stay safe. Take care. Arrivederci. Au revoir. Arrivederci. Vislat. Dobidenia. Gognat. Adios. See you soon. Toodaloo.
Online and on 92.3 FM. This is Forest FM.